Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. We got a very, very special guest on. She's well known. But let me get to my co-host first, introduce my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. We have a recurring guest, someone that's been with us on and off since the beginning of the Tea Party Movement in about 2010. She is a world-known, award-winning entertainer, singer, and her name is Ava Ashton. How are you doing, Ava?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. And first of all, I want to know, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling kind of so-so. But
I'm holding up. I know, but I'll tell you something. We saw the video where you were, I believe it was yesterday, singing the national anthem at what they call independent wrestling arena.
Yes.
Now, that is, I didn't know you were into wrestling, but you're doing great as a singer. You did great. And you got, and you became Keith Smith, giving my age, and you got the people in the audience to sing along with you, and now it's awesome.
Yeah, I always do that. I still can't, for the life of me, figure out why Kate Smith would be banned at Yankee Stadium. But, you know, apparently some people, they get woke, and then, you know, what happens when they get woke?
as a New Yorker, former New Yorker, I can kind of tell you why. Kate Smith was the good luck charm for the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. And in New York, you got the Rangers, got the Islanders. And back in the day, Rangers. And the Yankees and the Rangers are both Madison Square Garden televised type system before they became YES TV. And that's why.
Well, that's not what I heard, but I heard it was.
But you never know. There are different rumors. This is, I don't know the politics of it, but the sports fan of it, that was the reason. But, you know,
well,
you go into
she was supposedly a racist. There was some hullabaloo back. It was not very long ago, and then all of a sudden they banned it. It's like that version's not allowed there anymore. So,
anyway. Let's put it this way.
I don't think it's that version without thinking of Kate Smith, because it's Jobless America is Kate Smith.
Yeah, that is. It's a symbolism. Again, that's cancel culture. Goes all the way back at CRT and all the other stuff. But you have a new album that came out not that long ago, and it's really flying. Can you tell us about
that? Yeah, well, Alfonso Rachel, who was a victim of cancel culture, he was actually, people that watch Fox News and have for quite some time might remember, he used to be on O'Reilly all the time. He was actually, he was like one of the first quote-unquote black conservatives. And so, he had, he was on PJTV, pretty well-known commentator. He had lots and lots of followers on YouTube, and they canceled him. YouTube canceled him. They demonetized him. They started blocking his content, his videos. And anyways, I met him back, I think it has to be like 2012. Anyways, we became friends, and he just really liked my voice, and he wrote an entire record for me. It's the first time I never wrote at least one song on something I did. And he wrote this whole record for me and wanted me to sing it. And so, because he's a very talented guy, he plays all the instruments, he produced it. And of course, it wasn't very fun releasing it when we were in the middle of this COVID tyranny nonsense. But, it is what it is. But, it's had pretty good reviews from people. But not as many people as I would like to see it, because, of course, he's not on Facebook anymore. And he's been canceled. He's only on MeWe. It's just there's so much social media. It really, there's only like, for me, I have all of them, but I'm just one person. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I try to focus. I go where the fish are, and fish are on Facebook. So I try to stay there, but anyway.
Well, even, I'll tell you, I know about cancel culture. I used to have 3 Facebook pages at one time, then 2. I'm down to 1. They kicked me out of LinkedIn, along with most of the conservatives.
YouTube, I don't really post much on LinkedIn.
That's all part of the big tech lawsuit that's going on. That's not many people talking, but YouTube kicked out RSBN the other day to prevent them from broadcasting yesterday's rally in Georgia. They could have made hundreds of thousands of dollars because RSBN relies on donations, they're not for profit. And YouTube, when you donate through YouTube, they get a piece of the action, and they could have made thousands of dollars, and they didn't, and they lost out because RSBN through Rumble and Gather and other platforms they had to draw in several million people. So imagine the donations they could have.
You know what I think is funny when they do stuff like that? It's that they don't realize, or maybe they do realize, and they just don't care. It's like they think that they're making it not exist because they don't want it. They think that by stopping it from going on their platform, that they're stopping it from happening. And they're not. So
they're not. Look at the crowd.
People want it more.
Mm-hmm. Look at the crowd yesterday. Trump was told initially they set a record between 25 and 35,000. The police in the area said it was closer to 75 to 100,000. The line was 5 miles long just to get in there. And it was a racetrack that filled the racetrack. There were more people in yesterday's event than the history of Georgia. And now he's got one coming in Michigan on Saturday. And then he's in North Carolina the week after. He's getting a boost. And he was in Arizona not that long ago. And all the candidates that he endorsed all got jumped up double figures in polling. They all skyrocket to the front. So even though they may or may not have the crowds normally, they are getting the support because of his endorsement. They can't shut him down, and they can't shut us down.
We're the real people. We're actually the majority. We're not silent, and we are the majority. They're the majority.
And you have And this goes back to the beginning of the Tea Party movement. You actually have the Tea Party theme song, We the People. And that's been played several times, and you've revised it several times, depending on stuff. And it really, really is interesting because that still goes today, because we the people are now fighting for our freedoms because of the communism, formerly known as the Democratic Party. It's now
frightening, actually, how much more true it is now than when I wrote it, actually. It's frightening. I every day that goes by, and especially with everything that was happening with COVID, I was like, what? It was very bizarre. I you know.
You're
I think
like foreseeing.
It was written a little ahead of its time.
Right. You actually foreseen the fight, and it became a real, like, a national anthem. And a lot of our people in there, our friend Daria and others, the whole crew was in there, basically, in
yep.
that video, the first
yep.
one.
Yeah, the first one. We just did a lyric video for it. But again, YouTube, like, for me, they like, block me. It's like, it's got, like, 400, I don't even think it has 500 views, and I put it on July 4th. Because they literally block stuff. On Facebook, almost every time, I did an election version for 2020. I got put in Facebook jail for, like, 90 days. Every time I would post it, they locked me
up. Well, that's why we started things like Getter. And now you got True Social. But True Social is basically for the Apple type of thing at the moment. But I think as of tomorrow, you can start Androids, too. But,
Nice. I haven't. But, you know, again, there's just one. It's hard when you're on a, like, I have a whole bunch of people on Facebook, but then you know you go to Rumble and I have, like, you know, it's hard to build a new following when people aren't necessarily looking for you, because, you know, Facebook used to be a place where everybody could connect organically, and that's how we all got connected. And so
Right. That
connectivity is gone. They all rely on algorithms, and it's like, if you're not, you know, Dan Scavino or somebody like that, it's like hard for people to know, you know, where to find you, or they forget about you. That's what happens, is that you forget about people that you don't see all the time. You're like, oh, I forgot about that person. Oh, wow. So
it's very, very difficult these days. And if we could cross link Facebook and Twitter, and sometimes link if we get to it, and other things, but we find out most of the people that we are picking up on, it's like Rumble. Yesterday with the RSPN, for example, on Rumble, they got over 1 million views watching it, going into, you know, watching the whole rally yesterday. And that's, they come into the top.
Because people
three.
Are hungry for our real president, that's why.
Right. And it works. And, you know, and they have their own app and everything else. And I think that's where everybody's heading into. Everybody's getting an app. And, of course, the podcasts and the radio shows and computerized TV shows and stuff to bypass the government controlling speech. So,
yeah. Well, we don't want what they're trying to feed us.
No. And it's getting worse every day, you know. And so your song, we're going to play We the People, because that's your most famous song, and it's the anthem for the Tea Party movement, which you and I and others began. And I think that will fit perfectly the spot of the songs that we have for you, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, let me get this.
Place and me. not good for you and me. Together we are united. Together we are strong. With one voice we'll stand up against everything that's wrong.
I'll tell you, that song brings back a lot of memories, and we use it now as a fight song because we the people have to fight back, especially this communist takeover, socialist takeover, whatever you want to call it, and the cancel culture, and people are trying to shut the facts out and get and prevent the truth from coming out, and that's what's happening. So it's a perfect song for the perfect time, and even though you did this back today when the Tea Party movie started, it was perfect. I want all of our audiences, everything, want to thank you for that. Now, there is a number of things that you're doing. You wrote a song, or it was part of the song called Pour the Light. Can you tell us about that?
Pour the Light In, actually, that's one of the ones that Alfonso wrote. I did write a couple of lines in it, but that's from the record that he wrote for me. And that record is actually a contemporary Christian record, but it's I don't know if you realize, but Alfonso had a band called 20 Pound Sledge. Anybody who knows Alfonso Rachel or used to watch PJ TV would probably know that. And it's kind of like hard rock, but it's Christian. So it's kind of like POD. It's music with a positive message. So we were kind of just blending a bunch of stuff together, but he wrote it and then I sang it. So the song Pour the Light In is about looking to the light, no matter how bad or how dark the world seems to be, that you can always turn. There's one place that you can always turn no matter what's going on, and that's where you're going to always find the light. So it's a positive message, and that's what we did. I don't really know what else to say. I'm not good at talking about myself.
No, we like to get into these individual songs for the meanings of it. So, because we like to get to our audience to understand that what you see through your eyes and why certain songs are doing it. And because that's coming from you, your heart and soul, you know?
Yeah.
And we try
to get that. Well, it's hard because I didn't write that one. I wrote a couple of lines in it, but mostly Alfonso wrote that song. But the meaning of the song is to look to the light regardless of what's happening in the world.
So it's a positive meaning for when you're having a tough day or tough time.
In a positive,
or tough
upbeat, fun kind of song. Yep, yep.
Yeah, I'm not going to play that for you. Hold on. That's an excellent song on that. It's uplifting and everything else. Where are you heading from here? What's your goal for what Ava S. is doing next? What's your target?
My goal? My goal is to sing at all the Trump rallies.
I figured I was going to set, I was setting that up, but okay.
Not yet, but hopefully. So my goal is to just sing. And so I do it whenever and wherever I can. I'm actually singing every week at my church in Rockland County now, that just kind of came about in January. I have a couple of songs that I have not released that I will be releasing this year. My next single, it will just be a single. I have a couple of projects that I want to do, but of course, I am a busy cat mom and dog mom. I don't know if you saw, since the beginning of COVID, I lost 3 of my senior dogs. So it's been kind of a little bit stressful, but one of them was 18 and blind and he had dementia. So a lot of stuff. We have 4 cats and.
Well, we have a cat here which we rescued, she's 5, her name is Ringo, and we named her Ringo because she sings, and right now she's sleeping on her favorite chair.
we have 4 cats, and 3 of them are rescues, and I actually just rescued a feral cat who's in my basement that I'm going to be rehabilitating and getting her adopted after I get her spayed.
Feral cats, you got to be careful, they attack.
She was a friendly feral. That's obviously why. Because she, you know, you can't, a lot of people, they feed them and they think that they're helping. But if you don't trap and get them fixed and release them, then you're just making the problem get worse because when you're feeding a colony, it's just going to grow and grow and grow. So anyway, I'm not going to do the wrong thing.
Those cats, you got to leave them out in the street, I guess, more than in the house.
There's a lot of people that take care of feral cat colonies. So what they do is they feed them, but they also trap, neuter, and release them. So that's the responsible thing to do, but not everybody does that. But there's a lot of rescues that try to do that, but there's so many, you know. And there's so many people who don't spay and neuter their animals, and then they let them outside, and then you have, you know, a million.
With Ringo, we found her, you know, she's like maybe 2 weeks old, 3 weeks old type of thing.
Yeah, she's a baby.
And she came in. She will not go outside. She will not go anywhere out the door or anything. In fact, when the gardener comes by, she runs and hides into the closet. She hates the noise.
I don't blame her. It's not safe. I don't let my cats outside either because there's too many dangers out there, especially in Florida. You have alligators.
Well, we got the alligators.
And iguanas.
And iguanas.
Yeah, a lot of things you can get that can hurt them. But, yeah, so, I mean, what's my goal? My goal is to have, you know, all the success in the world. But, you know, God is actually the one that's in control. So I just kind of go with the flow.
Because I knew you wanted to perform at Trump rallies, and we tried to get them, but the people, Scavino, just wasn't listening to us at the time. And Danny, call him Danny for short. He's different now. This is a little bit different the way they set it up. So maybe you'll be able to do that because they're looking for when they come. But they don't go up to New York too much. He's not a good New York's not a good area for him, even though he just won 2 lawsuits there. Again, it's a tough area. But one of the good things is that we now have teams out there to prevent the steal. And we did that pretty well in Virginia. We did it for the most part in Jersey. We didn't get to prevent the governor thing, but we took back 11 teams in the state legislature.
I was really surprised about New Jersey with the governor that he gave up so quickly.
That was one of the reasons why we couldn't push it. If he didn't give up, we would have had him as governor because we had the evidence to arrest the governor for the steal, and we were going to do that. But he gave the Republican gave up, and that's what stopped it.
Yeah,
he didn't give up. All you had to do is allow us 24 hours, and Murphy would have been in prison, and he would be the governor. That's all it was. Terry McAuliffe was heading in that direction. He saw us knocking on his door with a warrant for his arrest for election fraud, and he conceded. And we now have that law down here in Florida, thanks to Governor DeSantis, and we're ready to move on that. In fact, we told notified Nikki Fried that if we catch her team trying to steal the election, even in the primary, not only will her members be arrested, so will she, and she'll be automatically disqualified under the governor's new law. So we are doing what we're doing to protect election integrity, and that's one of the things that Trump has been talking about.
If you ever get tired of New York, you should move down
to
Florida.
Tell me about it. You ask what's next. It's on the list. It's one of those things.
We've been open. We actually been open for most of the time on COVID.
My mother-in-law lives in Florida, so I visited twice actually. So, Florida is great. I just have family here, and I have a house full of animals, and all that fun stuff. But I'm really getting tired of the communist
state of New York. Rockland County is not that. Rockland County is not that bad. You have in your area, actually you have it in Long Island more than your area, but lately Scott Pressler has been going around New York and at gas stations and say and have signs, if you don't like the price of the pump, register Republican.
We actually have a Republican county executive. It's just that... for me, the big complaint is the tyranny that took place under COVID, under the quote-unquote COVID.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what's happening. It doesn't matter. I don't care if there's a nuclear fallout. The Constitution is not suspended in times of emergency. And when people give up freedom because of safety, it's ignorance. It's not – what else are you going to allow to get taken from you? I mean –
You weren't safe anyway. The mask does nothing.
No, the mask does nothing. And, for us, both my husband and I have a medical condition where we don't wear a mask, not to mention the fact that it's harmful for you. People don't understand that a mandate's not a law. And, I'm in control of my body. I'm a sovereign being. And, people don't understand what a public accommodation is, that a store is not private property. They're open to the public. So I spent most of COVID calling risk management for corporations and explaining things like, I'm not a lawyer, but guess what? You people are breaking the law. Hello. Telling me I can't come in without a mask on is literally the same thing as saying I can't come in unless I'm wearing a purple shirt because it makes you feel safe. You can't do that. You have to offer fair and equal access to everyone, regardless of their medical condition, their color, their religion, whatever have you. And it's
under ADA, you are covered. They have to provide a reasonable accommodation.
Tell that to people because I had the lighting shop called the police on my husband. People are crazy. And the thing is, the news brainwashed people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Be afraid, be afraid, be afraid, stay home. Everything they told you to do is complete opposite of what you're supposed to do to be healthy. And people just don't get it.
But we didn't do that. We went out.
I didn't like
wearing that mask, so I put it below my nose. I said,
wore it. I carried my papers. I carried the mandates, and I would carry the civil rights law and the penal code, and I would say, hello, can you read? Read this. Okay, don't bother me. If anybody gives
they
me any lip,
to tell us, don't shop
paper.
Here.
And this is what's bad. In New York City, there were people literally being arrested at restaurants, because they, and that was really bad. And then you had a guy with Eric Adams who ran on the opposite, and he ended up being just as bad, if not worse, than de Blasio. And there's a movement to recall him, but that ain't going to go anywhere. But you can change
those
things.
Those officers that did those things, if you ask me, should face consequences because they're not following the penal code. They're not following
the
right.
But they would have been
right
fired, so they felt that their paycheck was more important than the people.
But here's the thing. Feelings are not facts. Just because somebody has feelings doesn't mean it's a fact. And everybody – here's the thing. Like, when everybody just goes along to get along, that's how we got in this position. So what's going to happen next time when they say, oh, there's a deadly blah, blah, blah. You have to do this, and that.
Yeah, well, they're trying –
They're doing
they're trying in Canada now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there was a lady, and this was breaking earlier today. There was set up in, I believe it was Calgary, where they had a protest rally, and there was a senior citizen, got to be in the 70s, that actually had a booth of selling clothes and stuff with protest shirts and all that type of stuff. And the cops over there told her it's illegal to do that and shut her down. And she stood up, said, "You're breaking the law," the cops, and they arrested her and they dragged her. She ended up with PTSD, and they put her, they rest on the ground. And that that video went viral. But the thing is, this is this is communism. It's the total.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. And the illegitimate guy in the White House is doing the exact same thing in some ways. They went after parents. For standing up
at
the school board.
It's a slow fade. And these people, when people don't pay attention, a little by little by little by little, you give up a little, you give up a little, you give up a little, and the next thing you know, boom. And people have
no
idea what they're...
You know,
right.
The
good thing is that thanks to songs like yours and the Tea Party movement and the way we had this ground game, so to speak, we're able to have people start fighting and speaking up with the school boards and everything, and they're standing up and they're running for their parents running for school board elections. And you got movies like Whose Children Are They? That we actually had the director of it, Rebecca Friedrichs.
Rebecca Friedrichs.
You know, on. And she did her thing. And Wednesday we're going to have the people involved with systematic deception on Francis Panico. And along with the director and big support of it, Kevin Sorbo, Alan West, Alveda King, you know, and others. Are all involved in that, and that's how. So, well, that's and what that is that it's in that movie, a documentary that shows how the Democrats are using the black community as pawns in the cultural revolution of CRT and indoctrination recruitment of our children, which goes hand in hand with the whose children are they? So it works both ways.
Yep.
So,
Ava, can you define what a woman is?
I'm not sure. I'm not a biologist. I'm pretty sure I am one.
You know,
word. Don't even get me started about that because I'll get somebody will show up at my house if I start telling you. And if my inside voice comes out my mouth, somebody will be knocking on my door pretty quick.
Oh yeah, you got nosy neighbors.
I'm joking.
I'm being sarcastic for the you know people like the
Gestapo. Like what happened to the people that was that attended January 6th, the rally with Trump in front of the White House, and now and they've been raiding. They're literally raiding. They arrested a 14-year-old kid. They arrested seniors. They went in the middle of the night, arrested seniors because they were there. They set up Enrique Tarica from what was the Proud Boys. They set him up, and other things. You can burn the American flag, but you can't burn a Black Lives Matter flag. You go to jail for that, you know. And the thing is, we also had Nick Searcy on a few weeks back. He did Capital Punishment. He did a movie on that and got the truth come out. You know, so this is all coming to a head, and we're slowly getting it out there. And that's why the radio shows and the podcast and what you're doing and everything is important.
Yeah.
Did you hear that they were in a committee room with Pence and Cruz and Pelosi and a couple other people, and they were going to overturn the election, and they stormed the Capitol before they got the opportunity, and then they were going to come back after it was done, and Pence got paid off.
What happened was every January 6th on schedule, they verified the Electoral College. If there's an objection to the Electoral College, you need a couple congressmen or woman and one senator to agree to that. They tried it in 2012. They didn't have the vote. They didn't have a senator. They tried again in 2016. This time the Democrats tried it. And they didn't have the senator. They tried it in 2012. We had two congressmen stood up in 2020. And we had a senator in Ted Cruz. And at that point, Mike Pence was about to throw down the gavel and send it back to the states to for each individual states to certify their electors, which would have kicked Biden out of office. And as just as that was about to happen, Nancy Pelosi and company signaled to Capitol Police and stuff to let these people in and riot. And that's what stopped it. And then when it came back in the middle of the night, they passed it through. And we think, and we don't have 100% proof, but we believe that Pence was paid off and on that. But it's coming to a head. The videos are there, and treason charges are pending.
Well, I'm not going to say that Pence is my favorite person, so that wouldn't surprise me. But you know, the whole thing disgusts me.
Yeah. Anyway. We are the people, and we'll continue to fight, and we're going to fight for the freedoms, and we're standing up, and there are many different ways. Charlie Kirk is another one. Ron DeSantis down here. We got Florida First, America First groups, Brow First, and stuff like that, Gabe, here. We have Scott Pressler up in the New York area right now working. Scott was, what you think about Scott is he also was the team where he used to clean up the areas. He cleaned up Baltimore, him and his volunteers and stuff. And these are the people, and they look at him like strange, you know, and they're doing, and actually we're trying to clean up America and make it great again. And people are standing up, and we're getting attacked, of course, and all the other people, and it's just trying to shut down everything else, but it won't work, because the more
they attempt, I think we're the majority. That's the thing, is the news just tries to make us think that we're the minority, but it, when you go out into the world, I mean, look at everywhere you go, you see, you know, the Joe Biden, you know, F Joe Biden everywhere, and you see all these things. I mean, let's go Brandon. You see everywhere you go. I mean, the majority of the people don't like this. The majority of the people think like we think. It's just that they are twisting it so that they're trying to make it think so that we think that we're the majority,
right,
and that's not really.
But now, since we have this task force on elections, they won't be
that's
able to
amazing.
Steal.
But the other thing is that there was like a 14, 15-year-old young lady who was on Newsmax that made a company out of decals and stickers where she puts at the gas station with a picture of Biden and says,
Brandon,
I did this.
Biden.
Yeah, it says, I did this, and with a picture of the price of the gas, you know, right next to the price of the pump.
Yeah.
You see a picture of him with a finger, so I did this. And
just
that's going
on. People.
Mm-hmm. So that works, and they're now going. And what Scott Pelosi is doing is now going nationwide, and they're doing it at the gas stations. They're doing it at the supermarkets, you know, all that stuff. And Trump predicted all this, so he's been right all the way around. Anyway, you also did a song called "Don't Walk Away." And
that was my first CCM single.
And can you just tell us a little bit about that? What's in your heart?
Tell me about that song. Well, that was my first contemporary Christian release single, and it's called "Don't Walk Away," and it's basically about being the hands and feet of Jesus. So, you know, you see somebody that needs something, but you might be busy or whatever, and you don't feel like stopping. Well, the song is called "Don't Walk Away," because somebody needs you now. You know, we are the hands and feet, and that's what we're called to do. So I wrote that song, and I released it, and, you know, I think it's a nice song, but I don't know.
I think it's a great song, and sometimes people that need the most help tend to try and walk away from the people that try to give them the help because they are brainwashed by people that are actually hurting them. And I think this song is a good way to give them not to walk away from bad things, to go and walk towards good things. And I think this is a good
thought about that. It's actually a different way of looking at it, but that it applies as well.
Because you can't walk, you shouldn't walk away from good because people that are bad are telling you to walk away because they want to control you. And I think this is a good song for that, to teach them to walk, come to people that actually love you and care for you, and away from bad, poisonous, toxic individuals.
Gotcha. Well, I wrote it about doing something. So not walking away when you see that something like, you know, an animal in need or a person in need. If you can do something to help somebody, do it.
Anyone in need. That's the key. You don't walk away.
Yep.
You don't hang up the phone. You help them. And that's the
yep.
key. If somebody calls you because they're in trouble, you don't walk away or hang up on them. You go and pick them up and get them the help they need.
Exactly. That's what it's about.
And I got this song. Hold on.
Don't walk away. Don't walk away. Nothing.
It's a great song. Can you tell our listeners how to reach you and to get involved with you and to buy your records?
You can find me almost everywhere the downloads are sold, on iTunes, Amazon Music, all that fun stuff. My website is Ava Aston, AvaAston.com, and it tells about what I'm doing and what I'm up to on there. You can subscribe to my email list there. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. Those are the two I use mostly. I have YouTube, Rumble, Truth Social. I'm on the other one. Oh, gosh. What's the other one? Telegram. I have them
Telegram,
all.
Telegram, Parler.
Getter, Parler. I'm everywhere. I try to post on there, but I mostly do Facebook and Instagram. So.
Okay.
That's
well,
where you can find
you do
me.
Facebook and Instagram is the same. I want to thank you for coming on the show because we're getting close to the end of the show. I want to thank you for coming on.
You are family.
You're one of the originals going back to Daria and everybody else. And you're one of our good luck charms. And we, the people, are fighting, and we're going to win this. And your song,
we are.
I call your theme song, we are going to continue to play it and be part of it and fight for it. And you can make up another video for this type of war. Trump is going to be running in 2024. We might have him as president as soon as a couple of weeks from now if things work out right because of the indictments coming down on the Clintons, on Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and Harris and others.
I know.
The
very
whole
exciting time coming. We're in.
Very, very stuff coming down the next 2 to 3 weeks. You're going to see a lot of changes. And a lot of people think when he gets in North Carolina on the 9th, he'll be introduced as the 47th president because there's a lot of stuff coming down right now.
From your lips to God's ears.
But anyway, Matt Gaetz was right when he said yesterday, the best case scenario is that we'll take back the House, take back the Senate, and Pete, once you take back the House, they'll vote Trump in as the Speaker of the House. You don't have to be a member of Congress to be one, Constitution. And then they'll impeach Biden and Harris and put him as the president, and then he runs the re-election in 2024. So technically, it could be 3 terms, and it'll be within
Wouldn't
the Constitution.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
So, Matt Gaetz said it. I'll talk to you about that for months, and Gaetz let it out, the plan, but that's the back door. But there's a lot of stuff coming down, and between his lawsuit, Trump's lawsuit, and Durham, and the what's happening in Delaware, and the indictments, things will be changing real quick. But I want to thank you again for coming. I want to
thank you for having me.
And
I'm glad you like the music.
Family.
Don't forget to keep playing with people all the time.
We are. And anytime you do a cappella or anything, just keep posting and we share it. You know I do it.
Okay. I will sure do that. Okay. Well, you guys have a great week, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on. Have a great
night.
Thank you.
Best regards to your husband and all your animals.
Thank you. Have a good week.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Right now, we have a couple minutes left, with about 4 minutes left before the show is over. I want to thank Ava for coming on and everything else. Like we said, we go back many years, and she is family. And I want to thank Scarlett coming on Wednesday just before We went on the air. We actually booked this. The movie Systematic Deception with Francis X. Penico is and he's the director of the documentary drama movie. We have with Kevin Sorbo and his wife, and Alan West, Ava, I'll Be the King, Nikki Klavik, I believe her name is. There's a bunch of other people involved in it. It's about a black community, how they're being used by the Democrats and CRT and everything else with funds, and the black community is rising up and telling the Democrats or the Communist Party, no more, it's over. And this is the movie called Systematic Deception, because they're being deceived, and now the black community is coming up in arms and saying no more. Now, that's on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and I want to thank Ava Aston. I want to thank Scarlett, and we'll see you on Wednesday. God bless you all.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be